I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Woo-hoo. Our first stop is in Hoboken, New Jersey. Hoboken.
Hoboken. Frank's, I think that's Frank's town. It's a Sinatra's town, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, police there caught a man from Bayonne, New Jersey. Remember the Bayonne bleeder was Chuck Wepner.
That's right.
Yeah, the Bayonne bleeder. That's how I always remember the Bayonne, you know, the town of Bayonne, New Jersey. Well, a guy tried to rob the tellers at the Investors Bank on River Street last week. Went rolling in there, finally got up. Imagine with the nerves and the stress must go into in the couple seconds before you charge in there with a mask on, your note ready, and you're telling that you're ready to, this is a life-changing moment. Either I'm going to jail for the rest of my life or I'm starting a life of crime, one way or the other. Guy rolls in at 6:45, and the male suspect had already fled the scene when the cops showed up. See, the bank personnel told the suspect when he got in there and they gave him the note, give me all the money. They said, we don't have any money. And they said, what do you mean? And they said, man, we already had the pickup for the day. We don't have any money in the drawers. And so the man climbed onto the counter to see for himself and then saw, yeah, all the teller's tills were all empty.
And what time is this in the day?
No cash was there. This is about 6 o'clock at night. A little after 6 o'clock.
So the bank is closed and they've taken everything out.
They've already started cleaning out the deal. So he went in there, got absolutely nothing, and the 54-year-old took off on foot, caught for second-degree bank robbery, although there was no money in the bank.
Why don't you say, get me in the safe then? That's my next move. You're taking me into the safe right now.
Yeah. Maybe he didn't figure he had time for that.
You know,
but to get up enough nerve to ask for the money and then to tell you no.
Let me play the role of consultant to criminal here. If you're looking to get into any kind of criminal enterprise, I don't think this bank robbing thing is the way to go. Because so many of these stories now we read about these bank robberies and these robbers only come out of there with $400 or $1,000 or a couple thousand dollars. You're not getting a lot out of it. It's not like you're cleaning out the safe, man. You're not getting all that stuff.
You need a Lufthansa heist or something. Yeah,
it's not worth it. All right, and then we got this story that comes to us from the Ward County Jail in Minot, North Dakota, where two cellmates went to war over ramen. A 33-year-old guy's going to be on probation for all inmates going to be on probation for almost a year after he assaulted his cellmate in a fight over ramen noodles. Jesse Jones, not that Jesse Jones, pled guilty to a misdemeanor assault. He's accused of breaking his cellmate's jaw. Jesse and his cellmate got into a dispute when his cellmate claimed he was missing 7 ramen noodle packages and a bowl. And then Jesse became aggressive with him when the guy said, hey, Jesse, you got my ramen. Where is it? You know where my ramen noodles are. And that's when Jesse slugged him, and the fight was on. Security footage showed Jesse punching his cellmate. So now Jesse will be going, will be getting some probation time tacked onto whatever else he had there for his misbehavior.
And his cellmate will be eating that ramen like slurping those noodles with aren't the busted they, jaw.
But aren't they eating that out of the toilet?
I think they do make some jailhouse ramen in the toilet, yeah.
That's how they do it, because they take the lighter. We talked to an inmate about this once, I thought.
They light the fire under the bowl.
The bowl is tin, is like tin or whatever, and they get a lighter under there, which I don't know how it is they have those. But they light that on, they heat up the tin, and then they put the ramen in there.
We'll stay in jail in Louisville, Kentucky, for one last story here. Inmates at an aging lockup, I guess this building was built in the 1950s, and it was closed a decade ago because it didn't meet safety standards. But more recently, jail officials moved 35 security prisoners into that jail because the main jail is overcrowded. So they put them in the 1950s jail, and they weren't happy about it. They didn't like the situation there and the housing. So the inmates flooded the police chief's office with sewage when they flush their jumpsuits and shredded bedding into the toilet. They start stuffing, you know, it's a 1950s sewer system or whatever in the jail, and they flooded the sheriff's office with sewage putting their jumpsuits and bedding down in there.
So are they naked at this point?
Well, I don't know, but they want a better jail cell or something like that. And the judge said, well, the courts are all backed up too,
probably. I can't believe it's news.
Not going to happen
for
you.
At that point.